Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the economy. How is the economy going? Think about that for a second. In my long career, and I've been around a long time, decades now, it's hard to imagine a time when you could get as many different answers to that question. How is the economy going? We know the answer if we're talking to any of the millions of chronically unemployed or underemployed. They're not represented. Those people are not represented in the misleading U3 unemployment index that politicians and the media use. You've heard me talk about that before. That's the household index that's now at below 6%. Well, that's not a good number in the current situation, the current scenario in American economics. That number is really a bogus number, but it also goes for the millions who were forced to transition from unemployment to early retirement, disability, or welfare. You know, those numbers, the underemployed and the ones who've given up, and the chronically unemployed and the underemployed, that number is not less than 6%, it's more than 12%. That's right. So we're talking about something in an area of let's see, probably 15 million people. Yeah, something like that. That are underemployed or have given up. People working part-time instead of full-time. People who are working a job that's beneath their ability, beneath the job that they had 6 years ago. That doesn't show up in the U3 5.9% unemployment, folks. So you need to keep all that in perspective. What about big business? What about small business owners? What are you guys saying about this? Well, we asked you about this recently. We said, how is the economy looking for you over the last third of 2014? We wanted to know about September through December. How's it looking for you? And here's what you said. Almost two-thirds of you, in fact, I think fully two-thirds of you, allowed that you liked what you see. Two-thirds of you were optimistic. Well, guess what, folks? That's an improvement from polls we've conducted over the past couple of years, when barely half expressed optimism. We ask you guys at least three times a year, if not four times a year, we ask you periodically how is it going with you? Different types of questions, but basically the interest is in how is it going for you in the marketplace, and so does this mean the improvement over the past where only half previously had said things were going pretty good, now two-thirds are? Does that mean small business owners are finally feeling more confident about the economy? Well, for generations, Wall Street was accepted as a leading indicator of the economy, where, you know, if Wall Street was doing good, the economy was going to be doing good in 6 months. If Wall Street was going the other way, then the economy was going to be going the other way. Well, today we know that Wall Street, as you've heard me say before, Wall Street today is not a leading indicator of the economy. It's merely a leading indicator of itself. But I consider Main Street to be the more relevant economic indicator. So this increased optimism from half to two-thirds, I'm taking as good news, at least until Wall Street and Washington do something stupid, and they've done this. That's what caused the last recession, the great financial collapse, was stupid things that was done between Washington and Wall Street. unless those two do something stupid to derail all of our hard work. And so good for you, small business owners. I'm glad to see that you're just a little bit more optimistic than you have been in the past. I hope we can sustain that. In a follow-up poll, we asked small business owners how they would fund their next growth opportunity. If you as your business grows, what are you how are you going to fund that? Are you going to go to a bank? Are you going to do it with your own profits and cash? What are you going to do? How are you going to get the money for that growth? Because it does take money to grow, folks. As you know, when you're growing, you have to fund growth first, and the return comes later. That's the way it works. Well, almost half of you reported that you would grow organically with retained earnings or profits and current cash flow. That's a good sign. That's a real good sign when that many small business owners have gotten themselves to the position where they can grow organically. And this is consistent with what we're seeing out there, and also consistent with previous polls that I've taken and that others have taken. Only 3% of our respondents said they would choose the historical small business funding source, a bank loan. This is really a fascinating thing for me to see how much small business owners do not like leverage these days. And there are a number of reasons for it, but part of the reason that is not that you don't like banks or bank loans, is that you've been operating so much more effectively and efficiently and profitably that right now you don't need them. Ironically, this growth by bootstrapping, that's what we used to call it, bootstrapping, this growth by bootstrapping response is a silver lining of the financial crisis cloud. As I predicted in 2009, in order for small businesses to survive the Great Recession, they had to operate more efficiently while reducing debt, which produced two very important financial considerations. One, better cash positions, and two, more profit. Consequently, it's not surprising that almost half of our respondents to this poll reported that the ability to capitalize future growth would come from in-house resources. Unfortunately, small business retained earnings alone won't make the economy grow from moribund recovery to robust expansion, and we can't do it all. That will require corporate America to stop hoarding cash and start investing in the economy. The question is, when will Wall Street let them? My friends, small business alone can't fund an economic expansion. 20 after, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.